This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee and the House Foreign Affairs Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the tussle for power in Honduras, as well as what he expects and hopes to hear from the president tomorrow night from West Point as he announces a new strategy in Afghanistan. Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
And Greg, it's an honor to be with you, and I appreciate you bringing up issues to the American people.
And of course, let's start with the news of the day, and that's the elections in Honduras. The elections were on Sunday. It appears the conservative candidate has scored a relatively convincing victory in a relatively large turnout there, about 60% of the vote turnout. This is in the wake of course, the removal of the previous president, Manuel Zelaya. Some say by constitutional means, others say by extra-constitutional means. The White House originally saying that Zelaya should be back in power. Now they say they'll recognize the winner of this election. How significant are those turns of developments, Congressman?
Well, I'm very pleased that we're actually focused on a legitimate government in Honduras. We need to understand that during the 1980s, there were multiple civil wars across Central America, which had a very negative impact on the people living there. Tens of thousands of people, Greg, were killed. And we had a circumstance where you had Fidel Castro, and now we have Hugo Chavez trying to extend their influence to destabilize the Central American and South American countries.
What do you make of the White House changing positions on this? You mentioned that you like the change, but what do you think caused it?
Well, I believe the voters have spoken. In fact, what the former president did, Zelaya, is that he was extra-constitutional. He was trying to provide, in the tradition of Hugo Chavez, that he could stay in life, in office for life. This is certainly not democracy as it should be. And so the people of Honduras have spoken. They've elected a new government. It will be a government that the United States can work with to try to create a growing economy in Honduras, which is beneficial for the rest of Central America and also for the United States.
Congressman, let's move over to the war in Afghanistan now. And many people have said the president has taken too long to put together this strategy. Nonetheless, about 3 months after getting that report from General McChrystal, he's apparently ready to move forward with the new strategy in Afghanistan. We're getting some numbers on likely troop increases, 30 to 35,000. Also, what the exit strategy might be. What do you want to hear tomorrow night? What do you think you're going to hear?
Well, I regret the delay because I believe I am the co-chair of the Afghan caucus. I have faith in the people of Afghanistan. I visited the country 9 times. My former National Guard unit that I retired from served there after my retirement for a year. I visited with them every 3 months. I was in the field with them. I know that the people of Afghanistan do want to live in a civil society. I believe that we can train the army and police units. And what we need to do is what was successful in Iraq, and that is you provide security. Then that enables a government to properly function. And with President Karzai officially having been sworn back in, and I have faith in his capabilities and also in his ministers, then you create a growing economy, and that's so important in Afghanistan, where they have so few resources, and there's a great chance of destabilization because of the poppy production.
Congressman, I want to get your thoughts on a couple of things we are hearing about the proposal, although we'll hear it officially on Tuesday night. One is that General McChrystal, in addition to wanting at least 40,000 new troops of our own, wanted to double the size of the Afghan army and police force. Sounds like the administration will call for an increase relatively smaller than that. What's your sense on what the proper policy ought to be there?
Well, the policy should be to follow the wishes and guidelines of General Stanley McChrystal. He has, in his service over the years with Special Forces, been phenomenally successful. And then he's part of a team with General David Petraeus. We know that we've got the finest military leaders in the world. We're in a circumstance where we're fighting an asymmetric enemy, not in uniform, people who violate every known law of war. But we've got wonderful troops, dedicated troops. And Greg, when I visit with our troops, as a 31-year veteran myself, as the father of 4 sons serving currently in the military, I want the American people to know we have the new greatest generation. They're serving in Afghanistan, in Iraq. They're protecting the American people.
How should the president define what our goals are and who our enemy is?
Well, I'm really hopeful that we have in the tradition of Ronald Reagan. It should be very simple. We win, they lose. It really doesn't need extraordinary definition. And then what we're talking about, I believe, in terms of victory, there will always be a level of violence. This is true in any country, but it's particularly true in a country which has the challenges of Afghanistan. And so we're not looking for a perfect society, but if we can help them create a stable civil society with an economy, this directly benefits American families. Greg, I learned a lesson on 9/11, and that is that you can direct an attack on the United States from a valley in Afghanistan. The way to avoid that in the future is to have a friendly civil society in power so that we do not have al-Qaeda or Taliban influence attacking the American people.
Congressman, as you know, there's been a lot of discussion about corruption in and around the Karzai government. You said a little bit earlier in our conversation that you have confidence in him and many of his ministers. What do you see in them that gives you confidence that corruption can be at least limited, if not eradicated?
Well, a person that I've actually gotten to personally know is the Minister of Defense, General Abdul Wardak. He was a mujahideen. He fought the Soviets. He is a decorated war hero with the victorious war against the Soviet Union. He is a person I've had the honor of meeting, he and his wife, at their home in Kabul. And I've seen his interaction with their troops. I've seen the absolute devotion of his troops to do the best they can to help develop a civil society in Afghanistan. Also very important is the Minister of Interior. This has been a very difficult position. That would be the person who would have authority over the police forces. And sadly, the police, Greg, are paid so little, $75, $125 a month. This needs to be addressed because it creates a level of corruption. And we need to be working with NATO. Actually, a country that deserves recognition is Japan. They've made significant contributions to actually pay the police of Afghanistan. So around the world, we've actually had good examples of our allies coming together, understanding that the future of Afghanistan is very important as we try to defeat the terrorists overseas.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. We've heard from the president's press secretary that our commitment in Afghanistan is not open-ended. We've also seen reports that there's been considerable discussion of various exit strategies from Afghanistan. You mentioned before that the end game is we win, they lose. Are you concerned that that might not be the overall agenda from this new strategy?
It really needs to be the agenda. It's so crucial that we develop the Afghan police and army units so that they can properly defend their own country. That is a winning exit strategy. It is a winning plan for stability around the world.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching the president's speech tomorrow, as I know you will. Thank you very much, as always, sir. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey, Greg, thank you, and best wishes to you.
Thank you, sir, very much. South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He sits on both the House Armed Services Committee and the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.